Chapter 18. Cashing in on tax sales and tax liens. Taxes, after all, are dues that we pay for the privileges of membership in an organized society. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Every property owner must pay property taxes. If you fail to pay these taxes after a certain amount of time, the county can recoup their lost tax revenue by selling the property or attaching a tax lien. The tax lien basically forces you to pay the property taxes one way or another. If you want to keep your property, you have to pay off the tax lien, which includes the property taxes owed plus interest for late payment. If you want to sell your property, any money earned from the sale must first go towards paying your taxes. If you don't pay your taxes within a certain period of time, you will lose your property. People don't pay their property taxes for many reasons, such as the loss of a job, divorce, or death in the family. But some people stop paying taxes for other circumstances. Perhaps the land appears worthless or is landlocked. The only way to get to it is to cross someone else's property, or contains a building in such bad shape that it would cost more to fix it up than it's worth. Or maybe the property is inherited, and the new owner simply can't afford to pay the taxes. Whatever the reason, the county needs to collect property taxes. So if owners do not pay their taxes, it's inevitable that there will be opportunities to purchase this type of property and make substantial profits. Here are a few ways in which this happens. Buy a tax lien. To remove this lien from the property, the owner must pay you the cost of the lien along with interest set by the state, county, or region, or by a bidding process. If the owner does not pay you back, you have the chance to own the property. If the original owner sells the property to another person, the new owner must pay you to remove the tax lien. Buy the property. If the owners have gone long enough without paying their taxes, their property will be auctioned to the highest bidder or foreclosed by the county and available for sale at a later date. The county is looking to recoup their lost taxes, so if a piece of property is worth $100,000 but taxes owed are $20,000, you have an opportunity to get a $100,000 property for $20,000. Soon I will explain in more detail the difference between buying a tax lien and buying property because someone did not pay their taxes. Finding tax sales. To find a list of properties that will be sold at the next tax sale, auction, contact the tax collection office, clerk's office, or treasury department for the county. In larger counties, you can often find this information on the county's website, such as www.sdcounty.ca.gov for San Diego County. After you get a list of properties delinquent on their tax payments, get a copy of the tax map, which gives you information about who owns the property, its exact location, and more. Tax maps are available online or at the tax assessor's office. Then go and look at the properties. You'll be able to see whether anything is wrong with them or whether the owners just couldn't pay the taxes. Unlike real estate sales through a licensed broker, there is absolutely no guarantee regarding the condition of the property sold at a public auction. That's why you must research and understand the property, its history, and the extent of repairs necessary to bring the property to rentable or saleable condition. Why is it important to understand the background or history of a property? Let's assume you are interested in purchasing a wonderful corner lot that was once a local gas station. The corner lot looks like an attractive property in a good neighborhood. This is where your research can help you spot potential problems. Many local gas stations have underground leaky storage tanks. Part of the reason why these stations have closed is that the owners couldn't comply with environmental standards requiring the removal of the tanks and contaminated soil. By knowing this ahead of time, you can avoid buying the property and paying these hidden costs. Preparation is the key. This is how I bought my first tax property. After getting a list of properties that people were delinquent on paying their taxes, I found a property that I liked in an area where I wanted to invest. I discovered that the owner hadn't paid the taxes on it for many years. Also, even though it was being sold at auction, no one was going to pay the minimum amount due. I knew this because it had already gone through the auction block several times with no buyers. Too much was owed on the property compared to its value. Approximately $50,000 was owed on this property, so when it came up for sale the first time, no one bid the $50,000 minimum. When it didn't sell, the county took possession of it. This is similar to a bank REO, which you learned about in Chapter 17. The only difference is that the county, not the bank, owned the property. Each time the county put the property up for auction, they set the minimum at the $50,000 that was owed in past taxes. Well, this seemed like a great deal of money to invest, but I looked at the property and loved its potential. I say potential because at first glance, the property had a major drawback. The property itself was beautiful, spread over 9 acres with a stunning hilltop view of more than 50 miles in two directions. I thought that the property could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, but a good portion of the acreage sat on top of an extremely steep hill, and it didn't look like there was a way to get a usable driveway or road to the top. This is why the owner let it go, and also why other investors were avoiding it. But again, I thought a little differently. If I can get this property for a low enough amount, it will be worth the expense of putting in an access road. I showed the property to a friend who owned an excavating business. He said he could build the driveway, but it would cost probably $50,000. That was all I needed to know. Paying $50,000 for a driveway might seem crazy, but once the driveway was built, I knew the property would be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I started making calls to find out how to buy this tax-delinquent property from the county. After I got the right person on the phone, I told him who I was and what property I was interested in. Then I said, "And remember these words, because they saved me tons of money and made me a fortune. Listen, that property is no longer on the tax roll and hasn't been for years, so you are not collecting money. Also, this property has very poor access, and that's why you've been unable to sell it. Because it did not sell in a previous tax auction, can I make an offer? If you sell it at a discount, at least the property will get off the county's hands and back on the tax roll." He said that he would take an offer. As I mentioned, approximately $50,000 was owed in taxes. But with all the negatives I pointed out, I took a shot and made an extremely low offer of just $5,000. To my surprise, they came back and said that they would take $6,000. Imagine how I felt about buying tax sales at that point. I got the property for a very low price, and they were able to turn a liability into an asset, so everybody was happy. In New York, when you purchase a piece of property for taxes, you get what is known as a quitclaim deed. You have to keep possession of this deed for a certain length of time, such as 18 months. Within that time, the original owner has the opportunity to pay the taxes owed to the county, plus a penalty and interest. If they do not pay within the allocated time, your quitclaim deed becomes a regular deed that allows you to get title insurance and completely own the property. But lots of variations of this can make it much better for you with a little creative thinking and knowledge. Remember, it takes only a few hours online making some phone calls or visiting your local tax collector's office to know exactly how the process works in your area. We will learn more of that in just a few moments. Because I was a novice in the tax purchasing area, I did some investigating and asked a lot of questions. In doing so, I found out a few things. First, my attorney could do an Article 15, which in New York is an action taken by the purchaser to quit anyone who may want claim to the property. This process is a notification that if anyone has a claim to the property, they have to show up in court to prove it. In most cases, the person who lost the property is not going to challenge the transfer of ownership. This typically costs $100 to $1,500, reduces the time to take full ownership of the property to about 3 to 4 months, and allows you to get a transferable deed. So that was one option. The second option was that if the previous owner signs off on the deed, meaning volunteering to sign ownership over to you, you can get a transferable deed that you could get title insurance on immediately. Basically, no waiting, no costs. Title insurance makes sure that no liens are on the property, which would allow someone else to purchase the property instead of you. So getting title insurance ensures that you can safely take possession of the property. So I found and called the previous owner of the property. I explained who I was and that I had purchased the property from the county. I further explained that I was aware that I could just wait 18 months and then turn my quitclaim deed into a regular deed, or I could have my attorney do an Article 15. Then I told him that I would rather have the opportunity to meet him in person and bring the proper paperwork for him to sign off on. If he did that, the experience would be behind him. If I had just waited 18 months, I wouldn't have been able to do anything with the property during that time, and I could have missed out on a lot of opportunities. It's always in your best interest to buy property with no chance that the previous owner or the owner of a tax lien could possibly make you wait to do something with your property. Then I added, I know it is not a big deal, but I'll bring you $100 and maybe you can use it to go to dinner somewhere special. As I always say, be polite, be sincere, and take into consideration that it may be a touchy situation for someone. Don't forget, this man had already given up on the property. He could not afford it or just did not want it. So he said, son, I was younger at the time, bring the paper out here and let's get this over with. So I called my attorney and told him what had happened. He drew up the proper paperwork and took a ride with me over to this gentleman's house. He signed the paperwork, and I owned the property free and clear of any debt. I gave him $100. We shook hands, and I now own the property for $6,100. What a great thing to learn by thinking a little differently and not being afraid to ask. I took thinking outside the box one step further on this piece of property. I sold a portion of the property, pre-subdivided, for $85,000. I took some of that money and had a driveway cut to the top, where the property was absolutely breathtaking. The remaining property is literally worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, but because it is in my hometown and one of the nicest properties I have ever owned, I'm keeping the remaining part in hopes of building a great summer home. You have to remember, I did this with no guidance, no mentor, and no book like this one. I was learning as I was going along. How much greater chance do you think you have of making money with tax sales and real estate having this book? A few months later, I bought another parcel down the street the same way for $10,000, and later sold half the property for $40,000. This isn't luck. It's about understanding what is possible, knowing how to do it, and taking action. Buying tax sale properties. When a property owner fails to pay taxes after a specified period of time, the county tries to recoup their lost tax revenue by taking possession of the property and selling it at a public auction. Depending on the state, bidding at a public auction may get you one of the following. The actual property deed, which gives possession and ownership of the property immediately. A quit claim deed, which gives the original owner a certain period of time to reclaim the property by paying the back taxes and buying the quit claim deed from you, plus interest. A tax lien certificate, which means no one can take ownership of the property without first paying you for the amount of the tax lien, plus interest. Every state has its own peculiar rules for bidding. In Oklahoma, the winner is not the person who bids the most, but the one who gets there first. This first-come, first-served policy, combined with the low interest rate paid on tax lien certificates in Oklahoma, may not make tax sales there as appealing for investors at first glance. But because you are not in a competing open bid format, that could allow you to purchase property for pennies on the dollar with no competition. In a few states, tax sales are public oral bid sales. However, this is not the same as public oral bid foreclosure auction. In a public oral bid state, if property taxes become delinquent, the taxing body, usually the state or county, can foreclose and gain title to the property. So the taxing agency becomes, in effect, the owner, and they can resell the property at a public auction sale. The biggest difference between these two kinds of tax sales is the typical opening bid amount. The opening bid at the public oral bid foreclosure auction is usually the amount of the taxes owed, but the opening bid at a public oral bid sales auction is usually higher, closer to the property's actual value. This, of course, makes the investment lose much of its appeal. When I want to bid on property at a tax sale, I first find out the process in the area. If it's a process I find attractive, I get a list of the properties that are going to be sold and follow the steps. It really is that simple. Buying property deeds. When county auctions offer property deeds, they usually set the minimum bid to the amount of the taxes owed. So, if a piece of property has $25,000 in back taxes, the minimum bid will be $25,000. If the property is worth $120,000, paying $25,000 would obviously be quite a bargain. If the property is being auctioned in a public oral bid, as explained previously, the opening bid will likely be much higher. Because paying less than the actual value on property is a bargain, other investors are likely to make competing bids, so bids often creep up near the actual value of the property. The highest bidder gets the property, and the county uses the money to pay the property's taxes. Buying quitclaim deeds. A quitclaim deed lets you take possession of property, but gives the original owner a fixed amount of time to pay back the taxes and to pay you back for holding the quitclaim deed. Either way, you'll make a profit, because if the owner pays back the taxes, they still have to buy the quitclaim deed plus interest from you. If they don't pay back the taxes, the property reverts to you. Each state has different opportunities to minimize or eliminate the amount of time that the previous owner has any recourse on the property. In New York, you can get a clear title in a few months by having an attorney take action with an Article 15, part of the New York State Real Property Act. Or, as I mentioned in my story, by getting the original owner to sign over the deed to you. I prefer to buy property only when I feel confident that I will gain complete and uncontested ownership of it. When you're buying a property and getting a quitclaim deed, check the redemption period, which can range from as little as 0 days to as much as 5 years. The longer you have to hold the property without getting the title, ownership, the more you'll have to pay in property taxes. With quitclaim deeds, you can make money by either taking possession of the property for pennies on the dollar, or by selling the quitclaim deed back to the original owner, plus interest. Buying tax liens, certificates. When the county auctions a tax lien, the amount of the tax lien equals the amount of taxes owed. By selling a tax lien, the county can recover the amount of taxes. So if a property owes $4,000 in taxes, the amount of the tax lien will be $4,000. You don't actually bid on this amount. Instead, you bid on the interest rate that you will earn on the tax lien you pay the county. Everyone wants a high interest rate, so bidders submit progressively lower bids on the interest rate, and the low bidder wins. The investor pays for a tax lien certificate, which essentially pays the back taxes owed to the county. If the property owner does not pay off the tax lien by paying the amount of back taxes plus interest within a specified time, the investor who holds the tax lien certificate eventually has the opportunity to gain ownership of the property. Unlike a quitclaim deed, a tax lien allows the original owner to sell the property to another person after the legal redemption period has expired. However, the money from the sale must first go towards paying off any new tax liens, plus interest, in case the property owner fails to pay taxes in a subsequent year. So, in this situation, you'll still make a profit, although you won't get possession of the property. If you purchase a tax lien, you can earn interest on the amount of the lien for the period of time the property owner has to pay you back for the tax lien. Many times, property owners do not want to lose their homes or properties for a relatively small amount of money when compared to the first mortgage. So they generally will work hard to find the money to pay the tax lien and keep their properties. Until the lien is repaid, the owner of the tax lien is earning interest on his or her money. As part of the settlement of the tax lien, property owners must pay the tax lien plus interest legally allowed by the state. For example, an investment in a tax lien in Arizona can result in a return of more than 15%. Wyoming also has a 15% return as well as a 3% guaranteed penalty return when the lien is paid off. If the lien is paid off after 1 year, for example, the interest received is 18%. What's more, with the penalty return, the investor receives the entire penalty amount no matter when the lien is redeemed. Texas and Florida have some of the best legislated interest rates for tax liens. You can earn a high rate of interest on your money, and if your principal and interest are not paid back in the allocated time, you can gain ownership of the property. Tax liens have some drawbacks. First, you have to tie up your money in the tax lien until it is either redeemed, the owner pays you for it plus interest, or you own the property. If you end up owning the property, you may have to evict the occupants, which can be a painful and troublesome process. Finally, if you don't do your homework on the property, you could find out that the taxes were not paid because there is a major issue with the property, such as toxic waste contamination. Make sure you do your homework before buying any property. Tips on checking out properties. Before you bid on any property, Get the property's physical address and parcel number, the number the county assigns to specific property. Then do the following. Call or visit a local title company and let them know you want to run a title search on the property you are considering. Provide them with both the address and parcel number as prepared on the list by the county. This process will allow you to check to see whether there are any material title discrepancies, such as bankruptcy filings, IRS liens, or Superfund site designations. Call a trusted real estate agent in the area and ask whether he or she knows anything about the property or would be willing to drive by the property and give you an opinion of it. For example, the area is underwater twice a year, has a high crime rate, or has a major chemical plant. If there are any possible environmental problems, you could order a Level 1 or Phase 1 Environmental Site Assessment Report from an authorized environmental service provider. Your realtor, the title company, or even the local Yellow Pages should enable you to find this type of company fairly easy because they are nationwide. This report costs money, but it tells you whether the property complies with local, state, and federal environmental regulations. The company reviews government records and has discussions with appropriate officials. This report is advisable only if you are serious about buying a piece of property. The reason why this assessment is important is that you could eventually own this piece of property if the property owner does not pay you the tax lien plus interest during the redemption period. So it is critical you do your homework before buying a tax lien. Pre-tax sales. Just like you learned in the pre-foreclosure chapter, there is an opportunity to buy pre-tax sale properties. Pre-tax sales are often properties that have no mortgages or liens other than delinquent taxes. This can happen when someone is left a piece of property from a relative, or the property is seemingly useless to them and they feel that paying the taxes is a waste of money. You have an opportunity to contact these people before the property goes to auction and negotiate a deal so they come out with a little bit of money instead of losing their property. When people are in danger of losing their home due to not paying their taxes, contact them with a letter or a phone call. Let them know that once a property goes through the tax sale process, either the fees start to grow or they will lose their property completely. But by working with you, they may have the chance to get some money out of the deal. Here's a quick example. When properties are about to go in a tax auction, the parcels are listed in the local papers as a public announcement for legal reasons. One day, I saw that a parcel close to where I lived at the time was going to auction. I called the owners and found that the family had gone through a rough time. They had owned a few pieces of property and could not afford the taxes on this piece anymore. Because they also had some other debt attached to the property, they just figured it was easier to let the property go. After talking to them, I agreed to buy the property before it was auctioned. We made a deal with the other people who had a lien against the property. I purchased the property for a great discount. The sellers paid off a significant amount of their debts they had, and the lien holders got their money. I turned around and sold the property a few months later for a hefty profit. Always remember that you may have the chance to work with the owners before the property goes to auction. Tell them you may have a creative way to resolve the problem attached to the property. You may be able to put some money in their pocket or, as in the case just noted, pay off other debts for them while buying property at a steep discount. Getting started. Now that you've seen the process I went through, I want you to get started. Get a list of properties from your local area that have back taxes owed, that are for sale due to tax defaults, or that are about to go to auction. Find out how much is owed on each property. At first glance, some properties may seem worthless, but with deeper investigation and thinking outside the box, you may find your diamond in the rough. Suppose you notice a piece of property for sale that is landlocked. I have seen landlocked land sell for peanuts because it seems to be useless. But what if you looked up who the neighbors were and asked them if they would be willing to sell you a small access strip of their land or swap land so you could access the landlocked property? Think differently and you'll find answers, profitable ones at that. Suppose the land has a swamp on it. What if it lies between the main road and a nice dry piece of property? Can you build an access road? You could possibly find clean fill for free from a construction job site. In many cases, they'll also deliver it for free. Or locate someone who is excavating land nearby. They can bring some dirt they need to get rid of and dump it on your property, giving you dry, level land to use. Sometimes, people don't know that an adjoining piece of property is up for tax sale. They might be interested in buying it. Contacting the neighbors of a property you are considering purchasing at a tax sale could be lucrative. You can tell them you are planning on buying the property, and you would consider selling all or a piece of it to them if they were interested. Because they are unaware that an adjoining piece of property is available as a tax sale, you could purchase the property and quickly sell it to them for double, triple, or quadruple what you paid for it, and still be giving them a great deal. With these examples, I've shown you how I was able to be successful at buying properties for the taxes owed on them, or in most cases, much less. It was not just because I knew the process. A lot of people may be able to figure that out. I was successful because I looked at the most unlikely properties, the ones that had what appeared to be extreme problems, and I looked at them a little differently. The last tax sale purchase I worked on was helping my dad buy a few parcels right in his neighborhood. He had been watching these properties for some time and saw that they were ready to go up for auction. In this case, the partners who did the original subdivision got overextended and could not afford to pay the taxes on three parcels of land. My dad simply got the list from the county treasurer's office with the date of the tax sale and bought all three parcels at the auction. The first was 6.2 acres with a barn-type building on it. The second was a vacant 1.3-acre lot. And the third was a vacant 4.7-acre lot. By knowing his local rules, he knew that he received a quitclaim deed on the property. Now, in this county, he had two options. To get the property insured and be able to sell it, he could wait a few years for the title company to feel safe enough that the past owner would not try to redeem the property. Or, he could pay an attorney for the Article 15 I described earlier. He chose the second option. The process on all three properties took my dad and his attorney about 4 months and about $1,500 per parcel. After my dad got clear title, he was free to do what he wanted with the properties. Over the next year, he sold all three. He bought the parcels for $13,000, 6.2 acres, $7,000, 1.3 acres, and $11,450, 4.7 acres, and sold them for $70,000, $60,000, and $50,000, respectively. Conclusion. You can take advantage of tax sales in any cycle. I've made money in up markets and down markets with tax sales. But in down and bottom markets, more people will miss tax payments. Keep your eyes open, and you'll be sure to find a great opportunity in your area.